Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is
on. I'm sure you've noticed my voice is straining. So I have to be careful, protect it as much as I can. But happy Valentine's Day. I produced the show on Fridays, and it happened upon Valentine's this year. I'm looking at the lovely card my wife got for me for the day. It says, I love the man you are. They're very sweet. She knows I like M&M's peanuts, but I can't eat them. So she found me some Russell Stover chocolate candy coated peanuts made with stevia. Those I could eat. I can't wait to post the show so we can enjoy an evening out. By the way, I do have an article I linked in my notes that you might find interesting regarding the historical background of Valentine's Day. If you think you knew the story, think again. In-N-Out headquarters moving to Tennessee. I know Trump pardoned the J6 prisoners, over 1,500 American patriots that were unjustly deprived of their liberty in the Pelosi-Schumer-Biden-Obama scheme to frame Trump for their insurrection. I know many have been freed. I also know some have not. What I don't know is how many are still languishing in prison in defiance of the legal pardons or why. So update on the J6 hostages is in order. DNA contamination exceeding the FDA approved limit by 6 to 470 times has been found in Pfizer's mRNA COVID jab. The research was done in an FDA laboratory under the supervision of FDA scientists, Drs. S. Liu, P. Selvaraj, I think, and then Wang. Progress report on Trump's assault on the deep state. The border, price relief beginning at the gas pump, and Doge bulldozing through the deep state barriers, exposing all the lies. Europe is slipping into tyranny. God dropping them into hell. Why is it harder for Europe to shake off the darkness than it was, or it is, for America? And although we're having our challenges, J.D. calls them out. Interesting prophetic implications here. I think Zelensky wants to keep the war going. That guy's a murderer. Gathering plunder out of the blood of Ukrainians. At the last minute, he reneged on his deal with the U.S. regarding rare earth minerals. And now, some are suspicious, he's orchestrated a false flag drone attack on the Chernobyl nuclear plant in order to blame it on Russia. Well, what's all that about? Hang on. Let's have a brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, again, I ask you to pardon my voice and hang in with me. I know Trump pardoned the J6 prisoners, over 1,500 American patriots, but many of them, or some of them, are not being released. And many of us question why. What's going on there? Fed insurrectionist Mike Pence opposed pardons for the J6 hostages, and apparently others do as well. He said he had literally prayed Trump and Vance would honor their oaths when they take office, quote unquote. Huh. Well, I guess we can be glad that at least God answered his prayers. Too bad Pence did not pray about his own fidelity to the Constitution. Trump and Vance are doing exactly that. They're keeping their oaths of office to protect the Constitution against all enemies. And that includes domestic insurrectionists like Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, had a little conflab with Mike Pence in the garage there under the Capitol on the fateful day of the Obama-led coup. What would you give to be a fly on the nearby car window of that conversation? Take a look at this article. Do a little background research on this and let me know what you think. Were they working together? You might not remember the facts about Mike Pence's defection against and his obstinate disregard for the Constitution. As VP, he moderated the Electoral College. He presided over that proceeding. And the fact that the VP is charged to certify the results obviates a requirement to exercise due diligence in the matter. You think if he had a question or a legitimate question about it, he'd raise it. The fact is, five swing states, I said five, and I think a total of 88, I said 88, state legislators formally, in writing, asked the VP for time to address some serious questions they had about election fraud in their states. Now remember this, Mike Pence was asked by 88 state legislators from five battleground states to postpone opening and counting the Electoral College votes, and they only asked for 10 days while they investigated the substantial allegations of fraud. Pence refused, pretending he had no choice, that the Constitution requires him to certify, and that he had no power to intervene or delay the count until all the states were content their delegates were properly assigned. Pence pathetically abdicated his responsibility to uphold the Constitution, to protect the integrity of our elections, and he refused to yield the state representatives, 88 of them, out of five states, who asked for a delay for them to look into these election fraud allegations. You, Mr. Pence, are the one who violated your oath of office. If you idiots on the left thought yourselves protectors of this Constitution, and you rhinos who helped them, you would have bent to public outcries against fraud, and you would do all in your power to answer the people's questions. Did you forget, Mr. Pence? Ms. Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, the mayor of D.C. who was in on all this too, all the players involved in agitating the protesters, the FBI traitors who planted a bomb at the DNC headquarters, guys like Epps, FBI plants, who agitated the riots, called for them. The Constitution does not begin with we the government. It does not begin with we the FBI. It does not begin with we the Democrat Party. It begins with we the people. And a legitimate, substantiated question was raised. Whether or not the election results you were going to certify was the voice of the people or the voice of deep state traitors. So, Pence prayed Trump would not release the J6 political hostages that he helped imprison because he forgot about we the people. Well, now we the people have risen and it's time for justice. We're taking the sword of Romans 13 out of your hands and putting it into the hands of Trump, and he is doing exactly the bidding of the people, just exactly what he promised, returning government to the people. So now the J6 hostages are being released. Jake Lang, a former J6 prisoner, was released, and he is not willing to leave his fellow hostages behind. He does not want us to forget those that the deep state are refusing to release. He names them Daniel Ball, Daryl Neely, Taylor Toronto, these being kept in the D.C. Gulag. In Pike County detention in Kentucky, he names Dominic Box, Jeremy Brown, Daniel David, Andrew Grigsby, Theodore Middendorf, and Jason Tasker. Edward Kelly is continuing to be held in Blount County, Tennessee, and Benjamin Martin is being held here in California. And one has been moved to Canada. Or was he ever extradited? Anthony Vo. Here's a picture of some of these. At least one was turned back who had been released, and he was turned back for charges that were only related to the J6 issue because these crimes were discovered, quote unquote, while the treasonous FBI raided his home looking for evidence. Who, according to this retired Special Forces Master Sergeant Jeremy Brown, was the victim of an illegal search warrant, an FBI frame job. It is unclear, and who's surprised at that? It is unclear whether the pardon extends to these other charges. And so that's why he's being held. Jeremy calls the oppresso libre, to free from oppression. That's the motto for the Special Forces. Some who were ordered to be released were not released on a pardon. Their sentences were commuted. Or if they had not yet seen a judge and had no sentence, then the president ordered their charges to be dropped. I understand these cases don't work like a pardon does. They have to go before a judge and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to take a little more time there. That is unless you're a retired Special Forces American hero. Well, then, that requires special punishment and delay. Pray for our J6 hostages that they will not be forgotten. We the people must not forget. And we won't forget what the wicked and unreasonable children of disobedience, children of the devil himself, have done to medicine in America. Fauci, Burke, Pfizer, the CEOs and others at Moderna, and so on, and these companies who are complicit and involved in the cover-up. We the people will not forget. Your judgment is coming. Just like your Nazi predecessors, I was following orders is not going to cut it. Well, my friends, you have a space to repent, and the clock is ticking. Come clean now and tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but. Grab the nearest whistle and blow. DNA contamination exceeding the FDA-approved limit by 6 to 470 times has been found in Pfizer's mRNA COVID jab. The research was done in an FDA laboratory under the supervision of FDA scientists Drs. S. Liu, P. Selvaraj, and Wang. So here's the thing. Unsurprisingly, Pfizer calls foul and declares the studies misrepresent their product. Really? Meanwhile, they do not deny the studies that show the contamination is present. They don't offer any explanation. And number two, they totally ignore the fact that since their shot rolled out, cancers have increased dramatically and inexplicably. It's not like there's some other answer out there that explains all that. When our new Secretary of Health, RFK, was asked about the widespread rumors that these COVID-19 mRNA vaccines have caused an exponential increase in cancers, and even the phenomenon of turbo cancers, RFK clarified the problem. We don't have good data to make any solid determination. But then he added, and that's the crime. Listen, he said, we don't have good data on that, and that is a crime. Quote, we don't have a surveillance system that actually works. In 1990, HHS, that's Health and Human Services, launched the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, called VAERS, and it was supposed to help them track injuries related to vaccines. RFK explained that in 2010, CDC conducted a published study of that system, and they determined that it captures less than 1% of vaccine injuries. And if I began rolling out the number of vaccine injuries that have been reported on VAERS since the rollout of COVID-19 jabs, you would just be totally overwhelmed at that fact. It only represents less than 1%. And RFK goes on to say Congress has repeatedly, and the National Institutes of Medicine, he probably meant the National Institute of Health, and National Academy of Sciences have repeatedly ordered CDC to put together a better adverse reaction system. For years, we've been asking them to do this, ordering them to do it, and they haven't. Why? CDC simply is not interested in a faithful system for tracking adverse reactions to vaccines. There's no other way to account for it. It's not their priority. Pushing vaccines is their priority. And that's because they have been corrupted by big pharma money. It's always follow the money, honey. Which is why they set the limit for DNA fragments in the vaccines at a level many in the industry consider to be absurdly high. 10 nanograms. Now, I assume that would be 10 nanograms per milliliter, but I don't know that for sure. It doesn't say it here. It's 10 nanograms per shot. So that's the standard for drug testing cutoffs. In other words, you're at a toxic level of dope in your bloodstream if you have 10 nanograms or more. That's likely why some experts believe that this is a ridiculously high cutoff for DNA debris in the vaccines they pump into your blood with their jabs. It's explained this way. The DNA in the mRNA injectables is being transferred straight into the cell and could, remember when they said that would not happen? Straight into the cell. Why do we not believe them? It's because they lie. Straight into the cell and could easily be integrated into the human genome. Oh, could never happen. liars. Why should we believe him about anything? Particularly since the SV40 promoter has also been found in the jabs, which allows foreign DNA to be integrated into the human genome. Yikes. But this study by high school scientists supervised by adult FDA scientists working in an FDA laboratory found that, quote, these authorized vaccines do contain residual DNA to a level that exceeds 10 nanograms per dose. The paper points out that these students found as much as 6 times to 470 times the contamination of residual DNA in these shots. Unreal. Now get this. They examined 4 vials of the Pfizer shots and found 2 of them had in them replication competent DNA. That would be living DNA. That would be 50% of the sample. Excuse me? So then, apparently, Pfizer produced 2 separate lots of their product, and the students didn't find any replication-competent DNA in any of those, which would actually be a bit surprising. How could it be possible they come up with 4 vials and 50% of them have this replication-competent DNA, and then they're given 2 lots and they find none? But in any event, their study tells us the levels of contaminants in the Pfizer shot far exceeds the limit of 10 nanograms. They were finding anywhere from 6 to 470 times that amount. That means 60 to 4,700 nanograms. I'd say that's a problem. The kids suggested that perhaps if Pfizer et al. Took greater pains to control the contamination content of their shots, they might recover some public confidence in their product. You think? Kudos to the young people. Not yet spoiled by Big Pharma money. I'll need to conclude this segment. Here you go. From Wyatt on X. What is your favorite fact about the COVID-19 vaccine? 1, that you can still spread the virus. 2, you don't really get immunity. 3, 10 to 15% reaction rate. 4, increased HIV risk. 5, Bell's palsy. 6, anaphylaxis. 7, dropping birth rates. 8, blood clots. 9, myocarditis. 10, compromised immune system. 11, sudden death syndrome. And 12, no manufacturer liability. And finally, 13, you still have to wear a mask. Or he also adds 14, all of the above. All right, that takes care of that, said Trump, after he signed an executive order withdrawing federal funding from any public school that mandates COVID shots. Good for him. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates.
Everyone agrees. The word powers in Romans 13 refers to governments. Did you know that the same apostle who told us to submit to the powers in Romans 13 told us to wrestle against powers in Ephesians 6? Check it out. It's the same word, folks. There is a time to obey and a time to resist. In Let My People Breathe, Dr. Jerry Scheidbach explains why we must resist mask and vaccine mandates. Biden's mandates are an overreach of his authority, and we have an obligation to wrestle against these illegal and immoral mandates. This little book of only 140 pages is huge in content, addressing concerns related to masks, of course, but the implications go way beyond the mask debate and touch fundamentally on the limited role of government in our lives and on our responsibilities to it. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and scripture might be the biggest little book you've ever read.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps, the church belfry arch, slinging the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Progress on Trump's assault on the deep state. We got the border, we got a lot of border news, price relief, beginning at the gas pumps. The oil pipeline has been opened as of today, by the way. Doge bulldozing through deep state truth barriers, exposing the lies. You know, we prayed for this day that God would expose to the American people the truth about our government. And he has heard us. I preached a few messages leading up to this dawning of the new day in America, which explained a whole lot of things, and among them, the fact that God always exposes the evil of the kings, you know, the princes, the priests, and the prophets, and the people, before he drops the bomb of his wrath upon them, before he lets go of them, drops them into hell, where every nation goes that forgets him. And among these messages, I preached from Ezekiel, where God said to Ezekiel, when he took him by a lock of his hair and carried him to where the evil princes, priests, and prophets were hiding their idols, exposing them to Ezekiel. You know, the Bible says covetousness is the sin of idolatry. The love of money, the root of all evil, is the idol. And in the Bible, it's named mammon. And it's not the money, it's the love of it. And this is the idol that Pelosi worshipped, Schumer, AOC, Schiff, Pfizer, Fauci, and the list is very long. I should mention Biden and all these wicked politicians that go in on the public dime and then come out millionaires. So they need to give an accounting on how they came up with that money. Anyway, these priests of the god of mammon worship at the altar of their covetousness. And that's what God was showing Ezekiel and to me through that prophet. God exposed their many abominations. And then he said to Ezekiel, turn thee again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. Well, God took him to the house. You can put, you know, White House, Capitol House, House of any house of government, and the house of the church. And he pointed out a hole that was in the walls and instructed the prophet to dig in the hole. He dug and he found a hidden door. God said, open the door, look inside. Ezekiel went in and saw such abominations as would make P. Diddy flush and Epstein get excited. And old Podesta, it could be seen there. And Abramovich and other witches and whores and whoremongers. Ezekiel saw such things inscribed upon the walls in their hidden rooms that would embarrass even the most vile among us. And that's what Doge is doing. God has directed him to see what's been going on. We have not seen it all yet, but be prepared. The Epstein files will soon be open to the public, and the truth about these evil people using the government of the people to traffic children and women, and the work they've done to make slaves of us all, it's all going to get exposed. So back to the news. ICE arrested El Salvadorian hitman Joe Moran Lozano in Seattle. Now he'll be set to face judgment in the country of his origin. He should be shot. The Doge investigation forces Congress to admit a very long history of financing the enemies of America. You know, read this article and listen to this interview. I've got it linked here. Our former princes and priests have been taking the living of Americans and using it to fund our enemies, murderers of Americans. Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, you can see it here. The CIA, Mossad, turns out they funded 9/11. Our enemy strongholds have been supported, built, paid for by our tax dollars. Unaccountable to the Constitution and unaccountable to the people. Arrogantly using U.S. aid and other monies that have been given to the government, sending it to the Taliban in plane loads and truckloads, wicked money laundering schemes, funding ISIS with billions being paid to our enemies. Our American mothers get a gold star to place in their windows. Well, the gold is sent to the mothers of the suicide bombers. Yeah, those kids sent out to die in battle against our kids, killing some of ours, they get a stipend every month from our government. You're paying for that. Meanwhile, we have a president and a majority, albeit a thin one in both houses, and with enough common sense among the judges on the Supreme Court, so we can hope we can reverse this mess. But it's only because the American people have risen up to throw off the oppressors and to break their shackles of these unreasonable and wicked people in our land. promoting or endorsing or coddling these perverted and confused trans people and so on in our culture. It's suicide. It's suicide for them and for us. Stop it. BFO, blaspheme and find out. Europe is slipping into tyranny. JD calls it all out, and I'll have to address the prophetic implications of this Saturday night. But listen to the statement to NATO and to other European leaders from JD Vance linked here. I don't have the time to insert it and let you hear it, but I'll do it Saturday. Perhaps Zelensky wants to keep the war going. The guy's a murderer. The last minute, he reneges on his deal that he agreed to sign on with Trump to pay us back some of the billions that he owes us by giving us access to his rare earth minerals. And now some are accusing him of orchestrating a false flag drone attack on Chernobyl nuclear plant there in Ukraine, and then using that to blame Russia. Now, that came on the heels of Zelensky getting all puffed up and refusing to sign the deal he made with Trump when Secretary Bessent traveled to Kiev to get his signature. So look at this link showing Zelensky eager to make the deal. And then suddenly, Zelensky disses Secretary Bessent, who arrived in Kiev with the documents for his signature. Now, one article explains Zelensky was offended that Trump did not come personally to talk to him about saving the world. So this petty little boy throwing a fit because, what, daddy didn't come to him? Another article explains that the European Union has been beating the war drums, and so he's going to go with them. They wanted America to solve their Putin problem. Okay, fine, go do it. Go solve your problem. Go ahead. Europe, generally speaking, is even more corrupt under the control of the spirit of Antichrist than we have been. The evil runs deeper into their culture, sadly. And they don't have the constitution to fall back on like we do. That's not all European countries, but many, most of them. The reason Europe is crumbling while America is getting its legs back, or at least you take England and Germany and some of these places, is because, first and foremost, we have a more solid foundation in our Christian heritage and founding documents. And that's a fact, friend. And second, as weak as the American church is today, and it is weak, Christianity continues to be stronger here than in most all of the European countries. What deep state did not count on was the awakening of the remnant. And I'll be talking about that this coming Sunday, Lord willing, and I get my voice back. It's great to be home. I look forward to seeing you in church. I've lit the lamps, the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, click it, send me an email. Or you can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. The number there is 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.